This podcast is brought to you by Link, simply the best way to learn languages. To learn from the following podcast, sign up for a free account at Link, LINGQ.com, where you can study the full transcript using Link's revolutionary learning tools. Hello, everyone. Mark here again for the English Link podcast. As usual, I'm joined by Steve.
Hi there.
Hi, Steve. What's new today?
Well, you know, one thing I thought we would talk about, because we always say Link is the best place to learn languages, and we probably shouldn't say that, you know, because people are always a little bit sort of put off when you say my thing is the best, even though we think it's the best. So maybe we should talk about why we think it's the best.
Sure.
People will, in any case, form their own opinion.
Absolutely. And the reality is that, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
There's an expression.
And, you know, obviously people have learned languages using many different methods. And however, having said that, we do still believe ours is the most efficient way to learn. And
well, that's right. But you know, it's not uncommon for people to use more than one method, too.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, a lot of these methods are complementary. For example, I can see people who are enrolled at, say, university studying, you know, Spanish or Chinese or Russian, who would also use Link as a supplement. Or people who enjoy listening to podcasts, ESL Pod or, you know, Spanish Pod. And because those programs have exercises, maybe they don't want to do those exercises. Maybe they come over to our system. Maybe they even import some of that content into Link in order to get the advantages of the way our saving of words and highlighting of words and flashcarding and statistics and all of that works. So I think we can mix and match. I think people do. I don't. I learn only at Link because I find that it has everything I need. But not everyone is going to do that.
No, and I think... Yeah, fundamentally, and you've said this many times, the biggest factor in learning a language is motivation. If someone's motivated and truly wants to learn and is willing to put the time in, they're going to learn no matter which method they use.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, obviously we feel if the equivalent amount of time spent on our system is will generate better results, but certainly the first thing is to be motivated, and in a way, a lot of what we do at Link is there to get people motivated, because once they're motivated, they're going to learn better.
But you know, what's interesting about motivation, and as you know, I have a tendency that whatever I've recently read about that then becomes my new religion.
Gospel.
But having read this book by Manfred Spitzer on the brain, and this is research, this is not just somebody with some ideas. The brain, and I mentioned this in fact in a post that I did in Japanese today, the brain anticipates what's going to happen. And if the result is better, the brain anticipates, if we're in a conversation, you start speaking, I kind of know what you're going to say. If I see you, I can actually anticipate what you're going to do. We know that. These are what we call mirror neurons or whatever. We anticipate. But if the result is better than our anticipation, we get a great sense of success and of motivation. And our method of learning, whereby people are exposed to a lot of content, and they listen to it, they read it, they save words and phrases, they review them, and pretty soon they start to notice more things in the language. This is almost an unanticipated experience. And so that it's very motivating as you start to understand more and more of the language. In fact, you start to feel a great sense of motivation. Let me finish. I think the learning that way is motivating. Whereas when you try to memorize a declension table or a rule and you keep on forgetting it, that's not motivating. That's very discouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. And although I think, you know, that's obviously the traditional approach to language learning. You know, we've all been there and French class, listening to our teacher run through the conjugate the verbs and so on. If we look at a lot of the systems available on the web right now, There isn't a lot of that happening in those systems. I think people recognize that that kind of approach is that people don't enjoy doing that for starters. And whether they believe or like we do that that approach is useless, I guess is we don't know. But they don't tend to have the heavy grammar-based approach on a lot of the other sites that we see. But
Well,
what
I
they
know
do
that,
do is it's just very simplistic. Like the amount of material that's covered, the amount of they've got sort of gimmicky pictures and is this a dog or that it's such so very basic and simple. Even
Right.
if you were to complete all the courses or assignments or what have you on these other sites, you're still nowhere. And that's the biggest difference that I see on Link is that we have this enormous library of
And growing and growing.
and growing all the time of material that of the language that you're trying to learn and there are no shortcuts. You cannot learn the, it's mostly about vocabulary. And you can't learn the language from vocabulary lists, and you can't learn the language from a set of six lessons, all each attached to
Yeah.
a picture. I mean, I just.
That's the problem. They sort of almost treat the language as something that's finite. If you've learned these 20 lessons, then you've learned the language. Whereas it's not finite at all. It's constant and ongoing, and you need a huge amount of content. But we do get people who say, "Well, where are the grammar explanations? I need more grammar." So people are conditioned to look for grammar explanations, and they're not prepared to say, "Well, even with the grammar explanation, you're still going to get it wrong. You still won't understand it." You won't understand it until the brain has had enough of it, that the brain has figured it out. Now, that's not to say that some degree of grammar explanation isn't useful, and I still recommend that people buy the smallest grammar book they can find and occasionally leaf through it.
Or
And
find a site on the web. There's
or
lots
a
of
site on the web. Well,
grammar.
that's right. I mean, you try and look at any look, verbs in French or Spanish. I look at a table for any verb. Spend half an hour looking at it. You're never going to remember it. So when you go to write and it's the third person singular in the past tense or the future or the conditional, you may still want to go to that website, Spanish verbs, put in the verb poder, and then what is the third person past tense? Look it up if you're writing. It's going to always be there. It's handy. It's at your fingertips. Or you have a book handy and you look it up. But and over time, seeing it, using it, hearing it, eventually it's going to drop in there, but not because you read the explanation.
Right. I mean,
So,
as
but
we've said
yeah.
many times, you can go to a book, whether it's a dictionary when you're looking up a term, or you'll have there are these books with useful phrases, or books with like the with verb books that conjugate all the verbs, and you can spend, as you say, half an hour flipping through it and reading what looks like really great stuff, and boy, I really have to remember that, and isn't this wonderful? And after half an hour, you close the book, and nothing sticks.
And I contrast this with, I was very surprised. A number of people commented on my blog because I had mentioned that if I leave a language alone for a month or two, say Russian, which I've been working at very hard, if I leave it for a month or two, when I come back, pretty soon I'm better than I was. And the phrases and words that I remember were not necessarily the ones that I just learned, but it might be ones that I learned 3 or 6 months ago. And so words and patterns and phrases that you learn from episodes, from meaningful content that's kind of struck a chord somewhere within you, that knowledge actually grows. It gestates. It continues to grow. Whereas this other type of language, knowledge, like the rules and the tables, that's knowledge that you can cram it now for the exam tomorrow, maybe, and then it's gone. It doesn't gestate. It doesn't grow because it's theoretical. It's logical. Whereas the brain is better at picking things up through experience, through input, and putting it somewhere in its, in wherever it puts it in the brain.
Which I guess kind of which comes back to another thing that we say all the time, and that's that nobody can teach you a language. You have to learn the language essentially on your own. And so many people are conditioned to think, I need someone to teach me. So what can that person teach me? They can't teach me the language. They can teach me rules. They can teach me, they can test me on meanings of words and but all kinds of activities that are essentially useless.
However, what I will say is that now that I have two Russian tutors that I speak to, Rasana and Tatiana, that if you're talking to someone, a native speaker, who is very encouraging, who speaks well, who is happy to talk to you, whom gives you little corrections, which of course I save when I get my report and I put it in and I save it, that's A, motivating, and I make this point, like, the brain misses stuff. And if you speak and you get it wrong and someone corrects you in a nice way, not that because you end up with 3 out of 10 in your exam, not that kind of correction, but people just point things out. Yeah, I might still get it wrong, but I'm a little more conscious of that pattern. My brain is now a little more observant. I notice more things. So they're not so much teaching me. They are, but in an effective way, because what they're doing is they're encouraging me and they're making me more attentive when I do my normal reading and listening.
Right, but I guess my point is, yeah, absolutely. It's very beneficial to speak to a tutor and have them point out mistakes and just by being able to carry on a conversation successfully, it gives you confidence and you realize that actually I can make my way in the language. So,
Or unsuccessfully.
or unsuccessfully, it's obviously a great measuring stick, but
Right.
I don't equate that to teaching. Like, I don't equate that to someone telling
No.
me, okay, today we're going to do the parts of the body and we're going to
Or
learn the
please
verb.
explain something.
Right.
I don't need an explanation. I would be lost in the explanation.
Exactly. In fact, when I get explanations on grammar, yeah, as you say, it's just kind of meaningless.
Right.
Tell me what I should have said.
Right.
And I'll try and remember. And I'll try and remember that. And I'll
Right.
hopefully notice it the next time I see it
Right.
correctly. And over time, I'll start to say it correctly.
But I think in terms of the link system, and we know that there are a lot of other things that we want to add in terms of how the community interacts, and we talked about, how the organization of our library could be made perhaps a little bit better. But the fundamental activity of listening and reading, and then of course saving these words and phrases, being able to review them, seeing them when they're highlighted, it doesn't seem like rocket science,
No.
but it is surprisingly effective. But it does require a certain amount of effort. I know that for a lot of people, if they put on Michel Thomas or Pimsleur, they speak a bit in English and a bit in the target language. It's kind of easy. It is easier than what we ask you to do, which is to listen only to the target language.
Well, it's easier, but you're not going anywhere. Like
Well, people
you're
learn that way too. No, I don't think we can be so categorical. I think our way is more efficient.
I guess that's my point. Like, yeah, you can do all of Michel Thomas and you're still very limited in what you can say. And
Right, but for a person who maybe only listens while driving to and from work, and they can listen to Thomas, Michel Thomas, or ESL Pod is relatively painless, and they get something out of it. I think at some point, if they really want to take the language to the next level, then they have to. And I think that's, in a way, what we're saying at Link is, ours works fine from scratch. You have to be a little bit disciplined to do it from scratch. But if you've taken a Michel Thomas or a Pimsleur and now you want to take your language to the next level, that's where there's a real big payoff in coming to Link. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, for sure. And we've said many times that it almost doesn't matter what you use to get started.
Right.
Once you have to start with something to give you a bit of a base, and then you can start using once you're able to graduate to authentic content, you want to be doing Link.
Well, the point is, we want to get people to authentic content as quickly as possible. And a lot of the textbooks sort of deliberately keep people in textbook content for a long time. But we've had quite a few of our learners who are familiar with our system and who were learning, say, English with it, have now started. Naoko said she's going to do some French. Anna in Brazil was doing some French. Marianne in France, I think, was doing Russian. So we're starting to get some of our learners starting from scratch in another language. And I think that's great because one of my views, as you know, which you don't necessarily agree with, is if you can have a major and a minor, so you're 80% doing English and 20% doing Spanish, I think you'll benefit. Your English will benefit. So it's good to have people start up another language. But those are, again, that's an opportunity that exists at Link where you can easily flick, just go to another language. You can be doing three languages at the same time. So
Right.
Well, I think we've kind of, we don't want to bore people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're very happy with what we have. We would like to see more people use Link and benefit from Link, or if they don't like it, they can tell us about
Absolutely. We
it.
are
We're all
always happy
yeah.
to receive your feedback. You can let us know on the forum at Link.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll catch up with you again next time.
Okay. All right then.